Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday. You're with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. It appears that President Trump is going to nominate this guy, Bill Barr, for Attorney General. If I had to bet, that appears to be exactly what's going to happen. I'm not surprised those who were talking about Governor Christie.
What exactly did I say?
I think either the baggage of Bridgegate slash that would have been brought up all over the place again. But it is kind of a curious choice. This is a Herbert Walker Bush guy that President Trump is apparently going to go with. And he has made some commentary about Mueller. He seems to be on the path of in opposition to that, without a doubt. So that's happening. And I do think John Kelly is going to be allowed to resign. And I don't think that's a good thing. Now, the president needs to work with someone that he's comfortable with. But I just think you should be aware, too, that Tucker Carlson gave an interview for his book, Ship of Fools. And he did go directly after President Trump and his inability to focus on stuff over a long period of time and the opportunities that he's missing. I haven't seen the blowback on Tucker Carlson yet on this. It was pretty direct, though. And he is getting things done, but given the mandate he had from the base and all that, more discipline would be helpful here. I'm in agreement with that. I wonder if you are. It's not said, Carlson's not saying this as a criticism to attack. I think he's saying it as a criticism to get more done, to win more on these issues. Now, the media overplays the chaos in the White House and all that sort of stuff, but I do think General Kelly was a good choice and still is a good choice to be someone who would install clear lines of authority and discipline, try to get it to leakers and all that stuff. And I don't know who he's going to replace him with, but I'll be sorry to see him go. 855-839-1210. But the Tucker Carlson commentary is out there, and it's going to be interesting to see how people react to that. I don't know if we'll address it on the show tonight. Now, as I said, I was fortunate enough to fill in on a show last night that's heard in 500 markets. So I had Matt Rooney on. We got a lot of response to laying out Katie Brennan, because what I think is going to break Katie Brennan, the local media have sort of been on top of this, although they haven't editorialized against Governor Murphy yet, even though it's clear to me that Governor Murphy was in the tank on this, despite all of his prattling about the Me Too movement. She's the young woman who not only claimed, filed a police report that she was sexually assaulted, raped by this operative of a high office in the Murphy Group, and this went on until the Wall Street Journal put the story out there. The thing that will get their attention is either national media or more of a grassroots type of thing. Twitter, for example. So I put it up on Facebook. The best one that I've seen so far, hashtag Murphy's Law. You know what Murphy's Law is. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. But if you have one, you can send it to me. I'm looking for one that will stir people. And people will start buzzing about Katie Brennan because it's obvious this is a national story. It's national because after Kavanaugh, we were told all these things about Dr. Ford. Katie Brennan is a much better witness, much more credible, much more buttoned up and down the line than was Dr. Ford. And yet they kept this guy in this high office and didn't listen. So this morning, and I don't know who's doing her tweeting or if she did it herself, Tammy Murphy, the governor's wife, tweets out, "We want to hear you if you think you're a victim of sexual assault." And she gives the 800 number, 800-601-7200. Well, immediately on Twitter, people are seizing on this. Oh, is that the number you gave to Katie Brennan? Can Katie Brennan call that number? This is a story, even for New Jersey, a place that elected Bobby Menendez again, that shows the hypocrisy. This guy, Phil Murphy, is making me think I have the wrong hobby. You know, I've been playing golf all these years. I ought to play tennis now. Jim Kenny would be golf. Kenny is my hobby. This political animal, the potties are. I study him. I just can't get enough because of how repulsive he is. I think this guy Murphy might have Kenny topped. I think Kenny would have dealt with this. Murphy, though, no. Murphy wants to run for president. I mean, it's amazing. I think he might be to the left of Jim Kenny. Jim Kenny might have to catch up to him. And one of the criteria to be over there on the progressive side is to be a hypocrite. The reason is this. They can't follow their own policies. He's not a dumb guy. He's made $100 million, Murphy. He knows deep down you just don't go around if a woman says X that you believe it. That's crazy talk. But he says it. They hold rallies and they say that stuff. And then when in reality a woman says this stuff, not only says it, has pretty good evidence of it, they don't say you have to believe the woman. They say, hey, just get the hell out of here. We don't want to deal with this. We'll give you a job. Go away. That's what they say. That's reality. Because they know you just can't believe the woman. And they don't want to follow through on it because this guy had all the ethnic voters. He was in charge of that. And Murphy craves that. That's what happened here. And that's why this story is now. If Bridgegate is national, then Katie Brennan Gate is national, or Murphy Gate. So if you have a hashtag that you think might work, send it to me or tell Bill and we'll see. We'll put it out there for people. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. One other thing. You know, when you, it's a Jim Bohannon show. I do. I fill in. It's in 500 markets. I'm looking at the show sheet. I've done this over 100 times, and it says Don Giordano, D-O-N. Here we go again. What is it with the Don Giordano? I mean, do I have to head up a mob family here to live up to this name? Bill, you have, that I'm looking at the show sheet. I know these people. I like them. They like me. And Don Giordano hosting tonight. What is it with the M and the N? Are these letters so hard to deal with? I know that Dom is harder to say than Don. Are there that many Dons out there? Is it the mob Don thing? What is it that makes Dom a Dominic? Yes, thank you very much. That's some of my favorite music. It's just beautifully done. I didn't come here from Calabria. I came from South Philly. It's Dom. All right, Don, we got it. No, it's Dom, D-O-M, Liza with a Z. All right. I don't know why. We still get callers. Yes, Don, I agree with you completely. Oh, my God. Should I change it to Guido? What should I change the first name to so it will not get the Don stuff? I wrote that down last night. And I'm thinking, you can't be serious. After all these years, after all that, still the Don. I don't know if that's Godfather 2, the early years. All right, 855-839-1210, though. I will get you on board, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So it is a big day. We're waiting to hear Bill Barr nominated for Attorney General and this Heather Nauert for UN Ambassador. I'm not exactly thinking after Nikki Haley, that's a good move, but okay. And General Kelly out. So no thoughts on General Kelly. I mean, this guy is revered. His resume is tremendous. But again, you need a personality to mesh with the president. I understand that. I just think he provided a lot of discipline to the White House, tremendous amount. And I do want to believe he was taking down, wrestling Corey Lewandowski. Can you imagine? That's apparently true, that Lewandowski barging in there, bang, the general comes out of his desk and gets him in a chokehold. Now that is effective chief of staff.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.